Triple-negative breast cancer represents a challenging clinical condition. It's characterized by the absence of estrogen and progesterone receptors and no overexpression of human epidermal growth factor receptor 2. As such, the current therapeutic options for triple-negative breast cancer primarily depend on chemotherapy due to the absence of targetable receptors. However, as the clinical outcomes of chemotherapy in triple-negative breast cancer are suboptimal, exploration of novel approaches has been ongoing. One such therapy is phototherapy, an emerging and compelling strategy to treat triple-negative breast cancer. It relies upon the concept of light-to-heat conversion, thereby selectively ablating cancer cells with limited thermal tolerance, usually within the temperature range of 39 to 45 degrees Celsius. These temperatures disrupt the critical cellular process and slow down DNA and RNA synthesis and their repair mechanisms. This can potentially enhance the permeability of cellular membranes as they have reduced stability at the cellular membrane, thus augmenting the efficiency of chemotherapy. The success of phototherapy pivots on the utilization of photothermal agents such as carbon quantum dots, a class of nanomaterials that in this year are responsible for the Nobel Prize award in chemistry, and they are promising candidates for biomedical applications. Carbon quantum dots are nanomaterials characterized by their superior water stability, efficient photothermal conversion, and are typically below 100 nanometers in size. They are usually biocompatible. In this study, we implemented an innovative approach based on the electrochemical exfoliation of a graphite rod that produced carbon quantum dots in a scalable method. We employed a custom-made piece of equipment featuring two electrodes, a graphite rod as a cathode and a metal rod as an anode. The application of an electric potential difference of 1000 volts and a current of 6 milliamps across the electrodes promoted the exfoliation of the carbon rod. This led to the formation of the carbon quantum dots. After the consumption of the graphite rod, any larger debris were filtered using a syringe filter with a pore size of 200 nanometers. The resulting carbon quantum dots exhibited an electro particle size of around 8 to 10 nanometers, determined by transmission electron microscopy. Moreover, their setup potential was determined to be around minus 30 millivolts, determined by a cytosensor. The graphitic nature of the material was confirmed by Raman spectroscopy, in which it revealed that it had the typical D and G bands and to a lesser extent the 2D bands. And we also identified the defects that are commonly contributing to the photoluminescence properties of the carbon quantum dots materials. Photoluminescence was quantified using a fluorometer. In it, the carbon quantum dots demonstrate an excitation curve with a peak around 340 nanometers. And an emission curve with a peak around 448 nanometers. This emission curve extended around 400 to 600 nanometers in length. We evaluate the photothermal therapy effectiveness, carbon quantum dots dispersions at the concentrations of 100 to 250 micrograms per milliliter were irradiated using a custom designed near infrared light LED system for 30 minutes at an intensity of 1 watt per square centimeter. Temperatures increased were recording using a multi-thermocouple system. The highest concentration achieved a temperature of 51 degrees Celsius, and the temperature variation were found to be proportional to the concentration and irradiation time. The metabolic activity in the presence of carbon quantum dots was made using the human mammalian epithelial cell line, MCF10A, with the resazurin assay. MCF10A were seeded in 48 well plates and incubated after 24 hours with carbon quantum dots at various concentrations. This demonstrated that the carbon quantum dots produced by the electrochemical exfoliation method demonstrated maintained cell viability above 70% after 3 days. This is a crucial threshold as defined by the norms. In conclusion, the utilization of carbon quantum dots as photothermal agents in photothermal therapy in the context of triple-negative breast cancer presents an interesting opportunity to explore. The approach adopted in this study highlights the potential of carbon quantum dots in photothermal therapy and photoluminescence imaging, offering a promises of innovative therapeutic strategies in the battle against triple-negative breast cancer.